Everything went as planned, until Red Riding Hood 3 picked up a little altitude to give it a better shot at the motor pool. The pilot of Big Bad Wolf, the co-pilot, and Cass Steele, who was kneeling on the deck just behind them, almost simultaneously said, "Oh, shit."
"Fuck, he hit a wire," the co-pilot said. "It cut the fucking blade."
Red Riding Hood 3, which was tilted to the left, straightened out for a moment, looked as if it was trying to turn, then tilted back left, and was almost upside down when it crashed into the motor pool. The pilot looked at Castillo for orders. Castillo gestured impatiently at the ground.
"As soon as you're down, turn it around so we can take off the way we came in," Castillo ordered. "Big Bad Wolf, 3 is down. Repeat, 3 is down. 2, go cover the gate. 1, give us some covering fire. 1 on you, Big Bad Wolf."
"See what you can do for the guys on 3, Colin," Castillo ordered. "I'm going to get Timmons. Give me your chain cutters."
Leverett gave him a thumbs up and jumped off the helicopter. Castillo turned to the two shooters.
"You go with Mr. Leverett," Castillo said to one, then to the other said, "and you come with me."
There was also a former Green Beret and a Chicago police officer on the helicopter, the latter grasping a snub-nosed .38 Smith & Wesson revolver.
"You stay on the chopper," Castillo ordered them.
"He's my brother-in-law,"
Mulroney protested. "Shit. That's why we brought him along in the first place." Castillo looked at Lorimer and shouted,
"I don't want him hurt, Pegleg. Got it?"
Lorimer nodded. Castillo turned to Bradley.
"Lester, cover my back."
"Aye, aye, sir."
Special Agent Timmons was sitting with his back resting against the pole to which he had been chained. He was looking with confused eyes at what was going on. The two gendarmes were asleep.
"Hey, Charlie,"
he said with slurred speech, dimly recognizing his brother-in-law and smiling.
"What's up?"
Mulroney and Lorimer worked as a team to hold and cut through the chain. Castillo then hoisted the freed Timmons over his shoulder in a fireman's carry. He started trotting toward Big Bad Wolf. Mulroney and Lorimer quickly snipped the chains on the gendarmes, then followed Castillo back toward the Hilo. Halfway there, Castillo suddenly felt as if somebody had hit him with a baseball bat in the leg, and then, a moment later, in the buttocks. He felt himself falling.
"Oh, shit!"
He heard a burst from a car 4, then his lights went out.
"It's okay, kid. We've got him."
"Don't you call me kid, you oversized son of a bitch!"
"God damn, Charlie, didn't you hear me when I said to remember to duck?"
"Where's Timmons?"
"You took a couple of hits, one in the ass, one in the leg, from what I'd say was that short Russian round, the 5.45x39mm. Not too much tissue damage, but you lost a lot of blood."
"Where's Timmons?"
"You want a shot or the happy pill?"
"I don't want either. Where the fuck is Timmons?"
"Not your choice, Charlie. The one you took in the leg broke it. It's going to start hurting bad right about now."
"I don't want to go out, goddamn you!"
He didn't remember a needle prick or any sense of being drugged or even of feeling dizzy. One moment, he was fighting with Colin Leverett. The next moment, nothing.